broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I want the record to be absolutely clear that I think BP is responsible.
Chairman Waxman, Chairman Stoop, Chairman Pack.
President Obama has spoken out against the law because
we've all come to the conclusion that there is a black market out there for
world famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch, and where we take you through the looking glass to said truth. Tonight on our show, the Lakers win the NBA championship, and the fans around the Staples Center are getting rowdy. And British Petroleum can get grilled by Congress. Their CEOs get grilled by Congress. We're also going to have on the line here later on Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, to talk about a issue with his daughter's school and the weapons ban at that particular middle school that his daughter goes to. 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight. Our great, great affiliate in San Francisco, KNEW 910 AM. And in Marion, Carbondale, Illinois, WINI, 1420 AM, two great stations along our network. And we've also added, as we mentioned, a new affiliate this week in Orlando, WEUS. And great things happening. And I also updated everybody on the pre-show uncensored feed as to our website and some of the things we're going to be offering there. So if you go to our website, philhenryshow.com, check it out. You get a backstage pass. You can see right now live streaming audio of our show. See live streaming video and listen to live streaming audio of our show on demand or right now if you'd like, and you can download the audio of our show the next day. 877-876-PHIL. And right now around the Staples Center in Los Angeles, there are groups of what appear to be young people, and these young people are obviously celebrating the Laker victory. I want to get on the line here, Dave Oliva. Dave is an aspiring police officer who wants to eventually attend the L.A. Police Academy in Elysian Park. He attends L.A. Canyon College and takes criminal justice and law enforcement classes. And, Dave, thanks for joining us.
Oh, yeah, it's my pleasure.
What is going on out there right now around the Staples Center? The reason why I ask you this is, as I said, Jason Rance and I were talking before we went on the air, I'm looking at a lot of people in the street around the Staples Center. I'm looking at young people setting fire to things. Okay. We did see a couple of fights break out, and in one instance, a guy was on the ground and he was being kicked by at least two people. We're looking at automobiles that are, you know, owned by individuals who are trying to get out of the area, and these cars cannot move. Now, I don't see anybody busting into the cars, but the people cannot move. These young people, mostly young men, are climbing up onto the hoods of these cars, and in general, I don't see any Los Angeles police officers anywhere in that melee. So what do you think is going on?
Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Henry. First of all, I'm not a police officer yet. I am an aspiring police officer, but I did request to come on your show because I can give you some insight. I've my whole life I want to be a police officer, and so I feel I know. And
all right, well, as an aspiring police officer, knowing what you know about the LAPD, who I know that's an agency you admire, why are there no cops there? Why do I not see on my picture LAPD officers arresting people standing in the streets, arresting people around those cars, arresting people that are kicking people on the ground or lighting fires?
Well, your concern, I think, is legitimate. What we ask people to do is to look at it from the side of the police, Mr. Henry. One of the most famous things that you'll see on a police car anywhere in probably the world is on the side of a LAPD car. It says to protect and to serve. And I want you to think about that for just a minute, along with the people, you know, what are, like, listening to you right now, okay?
All right, I'm thinking about that, to protect and to serve. So why are they not protecting a guy getting kicked on the ground, protecting people in automobiles who are trying to get through the area, and serving?
Well, again, you have to think about that. If you're a police officer, you've got to take a look at the situation and apprise the situation. Is it something you can deal with, or is it too, if you look at that and you say, okay, that's a little, you know, just to use language that police officers will use, is that situation a little too hairy for me? You know, what, you know, I got to weigh the odds here, you know. And
what do you mean, weigh the odds? Well, I don't understand that.
What you're doing is you're looking at a situation, as you described. You said it's a crowd of people lighting fires, you know, getting into a fight. I believe you said that...
Are you watching the TV at all?
I did watch the Laker game, and I want to say congratulations to the Lakers on a great win.
Right, right. And we're going to talk about that, but did you see the stuff going on outside?
I did not see that, but I do believe what you're saying.
Well, I can tell you there's crowds of people. Cars can't get through there. And like I said, a couple of fights broke out. It's mostly just a lot of drunks, but they're falling on the hoods of people's cars. I got to tell you, if that was me, I'd floor it, you know.
Well, I mean, you cannot advise people to do that, Mr. Turner. Somebody's going to get very, very seriously hurt.
No, I understand. I'm just saying if it was me and the guy's jumping on my car, I'd have to assume the worst at that point, and I just hit the gas, you know.
Well, no, you can't do that because you're liable to hit someone and injure somebody.
What if I feel like my life's in danger?
You have to make a correct. If you feel your life is in danger, how? How do you feel your life is in danger?
If somebody's jumping on the hood of my car, somebody's jumping on the trunk of my car, or somebody is crawling around on the roof of my car is stopped in a crowd of people... what do I do? Do I wait for somebody to pull the door open? You know, what would you advise?
Well, I mean, if someone is jumping on the roof of your car, that's going to scratch your car up, but it's not a death, you know, what you want to call a death. You know, it's not a death. A death provoking situation, okay?
No, it's not. But I'm trying to avert something bad happening to myself or someone in the car with me, right?
Right. Well, and you have to.
So what do I? What would then be? What would I? How would I know?
Well, you have to be very careful, Mr. Henry. You have to use the rules of engagement that a police officer is going to use. Somebody jumps on the roof of your car, that's not going to kill you. Then
what am I looking for as a private citizen in that situation to tell me, okay, now you may defend yourself?
If they've discharged the weapon, if they have a knife and they have lunged toward you with it, then you know, you can assume that their intent is to, with that knife, their intent is to stick it.
If they've, what do you mean, discharge the weapon?
If they fired the gun, then you know.
Well, what about if they? So, in other words, pulling the gun out.
No, sir, not pulling the gun out because first of all, you're not in your own property. You're out in other property. It's not even. I don't know whose property it is. It's like nobody's property. If it's in front of the Staples Center, it's LA's property. So you can't say, well, you're in my house. So if he pulls a gun on you,
well, how about if I just floor it? If a guy pulls a gun on me, if I'm in a car and there's a crowd of people and the guy pulls a gun on me...
Well, first of all, you're assuming a guy's going to pull a gun on you. I don't think that's going to happen. These are basketball fans. They're mostly teenagers. They're drinking. You know, they got some 40s somehow. They feel no pain, you know. Maybe they're smoking some weed. They're partying. I mean, it happens, you know. Everybody's going to party because the Lakers won, you know. And so that's kind of a good thing.
Well, No. It's not a good thing, though, if...
No, I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying you need to see it through his eyes, okay?
And if he pulls a gun on me...
If a citizen pulls a gun on you and you're not in your own home, you can't legally kill him unless you are in your home. If you kill him, then, or if you assault him, he can sue you for assault. Now,
But the gun that he pulled on me...
If he discharges the weapon, then you can defend yourself. But if it's just the gun that's pointing, are you saying like pointing at you?
I don't understand, Dave. See, here's what I'm trying to figure out, man. And maybe I'm going at this the wrong way.
I know what you're saying about him pulling a gun at it.
No, you could pull a gun, but let's forget about the gun. Because the gun, I think, is confusing both of us.
I'm very clear, Mr. Henry. You can't do nothing... Unless you're inside your house.
You told me that, but I don't understand how it is if a guy pulls a gun on me, I can't take steps to defend myself, and you're saying I would be in trouble if I did?
If you floored it and you went through traffic and you ran a guy over, then the police are going to arrest you because who did you run over? You didn't run over the guy with the gun. You ran over some, like, woman with a baby or something. I don't know what you did. if you ran over the guy with a gun and he hadn't discharged it, you have also a problem of assault. But if he fired it and then you floored it and you ran him over, I mean, those things together sound, that to me, I have to use my when I hear that, I say, okay, you're within your right. You know,
and again, I didn't want to get into that. I want to know why there are no cops in front of. Look at this. There's people pushing a cab down the street. Now, this is from an earlier tape, so this isn't happening right now.
See, that's the other thing. You may be looking at tape of something that happened a long time ago.
No, I was looking at live pictures just a few seconds ago of people still in the streets, and I want to know why LAPD wasn't there.
As I said, we have to assess the situation. We've got to, you know, I got to put everything that I know as a police officer, I got to put it all into a computer and just check the readout. If the readout tells me...
What are you putting in there?
Okay, how many people, where is it, what's, you know, how am I feeling, how many other police officers do I have that I can call upon or rely upon? Is it likely that if I go in there, I won't be able to protect them to serve because I'm just being, like, shot myself or maybe, like, cut, you know, with a knife, and then I can't protect and serve, you know, so I have to take all of that into consideration. And right now I have the TV on, Mr. Henry, and I think I can see what you mean.
All right, well, now I see cops there, but it's been like it was at least a half hour. Now they finally have cordoned off the streets. Now I see all kinds of radio cars running around the Staples Center, but that wasn't the case for the longest time.
Well, I think the police officers saw the area start to clear out, and they decided they could move in there.
So the cops wait for the area to clear out?
Yes, sir, yeah. But it wasn't cleared out yet, so what?
I just think that you guys go in and clear it out.
Yeah, you go in and clear it out, but you gotta get the readout first. It's not gonna help me. If I'm gonna go in there and it's a little hairy, I can be a hero, or I can be, you know, laying on the street unconscious, getting kicked. So.
All right, Dave, hold on here. 877-876-PHIL. I'm looking at the breaking news video from Channel 5 Los Angeles. Now they've got a guy on the ground handcuffing him. He's obviously a drunk, so they got one drunk into custody, and I'm sure there'll be more before the evening is out, which, by the way, he's not young at all. The guy that they got on the ground looks like he's some insurance executive out for a couple of beers. He's got a yellow handkerchief out of his back pocket, which, what's that, bud?
That means he's into water sports.
And what do you mean water sports, man? That's the Laker thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk about what the police are expected to do in a situation as we just saw here outside the Staples Center. It seemed as if there was a good half hour had elapsed before the officers actually moved in and began to take people into custody. Here's some other drunk skank. She looks like she's, you know, not long for the world. She's juiced up, and she's screaming because she says the cops are hurting her. You can see her cry. She's starting to cry. Okay.
The other thing is, she's white, too, and that other guy was, too.
We should mention they're both white, so this is not a bunch of young Hispanic or black men that are running around, as I assumed, because I am basically a racist. I'm kidding.
Oh, man, come on.
I'm kidding. The two people that I've seen busted so far, one is a big, dumb-looking, blonde-haired white guy, and the other is some dopey looking chick that they just sat down on the pavement next to this guy. Not that they know each other. Which is Dave? Are you there, Dave?
Oh, yeah, it's just some white trash, you know, that's all it is. That's no problem. If I'd have known that that's what it was, that's probably why I think LAPD moved in, Mr. Henry.
Well, are you going to use the word white trash?
That's just a term that we use, but if the LAPD had known that it was just some fat white man. Like, right, you see that tub, that big fat blubber? Look at that guy.
Yeah, there's a big fat ass laying on the ground now. He's getting cuffed. He might be Hispanic. I don't know.
Well, if we knew that these were just whites, we would have moved in sooner, but you never can be too sure about it.
Some of these guys look Hispanic. 877-876-PHIL is the number. 877-876-PHIL. World-famous Phil Hendry Show as we look at the aftermath of the Laker victory, Game 7 victory at the Staples Center tonight in Los Angeles. For fans of basketball and fans of orderly, you know, conduct, this is an important story. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. An unlawful assembly has been declared around the Staples Center in Los Angeles. It's probably a standard police move when they have people in the street that they can't get out of the street. Right now, it looks like, according to the news, they've got it under control. There was a car on fire, and the L.A. Fire Department is there, and they're putting that out. And they're ringed by motorcycle cops. The worst thing that I saw during the break was a TV reporter for Channel 9 here in L.A. getting hassled by a bunch of kids flashing gang signs. And they all look like little tiny wannabe kids that are out way, way after their bedtime. There was one rather serious picture, and that was the image of a man laying flat on his back, and it looked like he was getting his chest pumped by a police officer or a firefighter. He's a pretty heavy-set guy, a Hispanic guy, and he looked like that they were giving him some kind of a CPR procedure to try to bring him around. I did see the guy on his side at one point. I thought maybe they're trying to handcuff him. But because he hadn't gotten up off the ground, I figured, well, he must be impaired somehow. And they were beginning to apply some kind of a CPR. So we've got to take a look at that. The only people that I saw that were in handcuffs, and we'll probably get some more information about this. Like, what I need is a hard news link, Jace, where there's some print news about it. But, I saw a couple of, and Dave Oliva is on the line with us, and we're going to get to some phone calls here. They looked like just a couple. They didn't look like, they had one Hispanic guy with a Lakers shirt on. That's kind of what I assumed the crowd was comprised of.
Well, maybe, Mr. Henry, I mean, we have to, there are a lot of young Hispanic men that are going to come out, but I saw a couple of people, that one white guy you said, and that one white, like that, you said, that kind of skanky looking.
She looked like she looked like some drunk. Yeah.
Yeah, that if I'd known that, then I would have, I'm not a cop, but had I been one, I would have rolled, There's no question about it. I would have, let's get ready to roll. But,
so if they're white people, you'd roll, and if they were Hispanic or black?
Well, I'm not saying, what are you saying?
What are you saying?
Well, I'm not saying I'd be afraid of it. I'm just saying you have to take into consideration, that's all.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here, and then we're going to, take a break, and we'll get some more news on this. John in Chico, California, on the Phil Henry Show with Dave Oliva. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Phil, first-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, that guy that you had on before, I don't know if he's claiming to be a cop or not, but he does not know what the heck he's talking about. He's talking about things he doesn't know. And
well, no, I'm an aspiring cop. I'm not a cop. I want to go to LAPD. Right now I'm taking a law enforcement and criminal justice.
You there, sir?
Yeah,
John and Chico there. Oh, go ahead, man. Yeah. What's your comment? Yeah,
no,
Dave's on the line with us. Dave's on the line with us.
Yeah, I'm looking.
I haven't been able to watch the coverage yet, but I'm assuming it's pretty bad just based on how everything goes.
It's not. No, they got it under control. No, they have it under control now. It was a bunch of kids. It looked like very young people around the Staples Center, and this one stretch of street, there were simply no cops, and the kids were surrounding cars, and they were jumping on cars. They were beating up a couple of people. Might have been, fellow celebrants, for all I know. And there were no police officers in evidence, and that was my question. Where are they? It seems now they've blocked the streets and they have the thing under control. So,
yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You gotta assess the situation before you go.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Generally, what happens is when you don't see cops around, they're not too far away. They're usually staging, getting riot gear on, and preparing to march into a situation like that. They're not going to go in there in their uniforms. They're going to don some riot gear and whatnot and have some crowd control gear where they're going to be able to address the crowd properly. I mean, that's where the delay comes in. It's not that they don't care, that they don't want to be down there. It's that they have to get ready to protect themselves and be able to go in and
You're going to want to, figure out, well, is this too hairy or, what do I want to do,
Do cops think that way? Is this too hairy?
Well, no, you don't have the luxury to do that. You got to go in and address it. Well, we get paid to go in and do those things. You don't have the luxury to pick and choose what you got to go into and handle. You got to do everything.
All right, John, thanks so much for your call. That officer said...
Well, he's not... I don't know what... He said he was in Chico?
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's a Chico cop, I mean, Chico cops are probably good, but LAPD, but a Chico? I don't know. I mean, if you call yourself a Chico cop, what's that mean? Hi, I'm a Chico cop.
All right, 877-876. Phil, we'll be
Phil
right back.
Hendry.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Talking about what's going on around the Staples Center in Los Angeles tonight following the victory of the Lakers in the NBA championship. There's a lot of people on the street still. The police are, as I understand it, controlling the situation. With me is Dave Oliva, who is currently in college, attending L.A. Canyon College. He wants to eventually become a member of the LAPD. You said that we just had a Chico police officer, or a gentleman who was in Chico, California. You said that he doesn't quite get it because he doesn't work for a big enough police force?
Well, the thing that I don't think a lot of people understand is this LAPD, this is the best police force that there ever, you know, probably will ever be. I mean, if you think about it, if you just stop and think about how good a police force could be, this is going to be how good it's going to be, you know? Now, if the crowd is setting fire to a car or however's, yeah, there's a guy that gets beaten up, it's unfortunate. It's an unfortunate incident, you know? But the police have to take a step back, just take a deep breath, you know, okay, how do I want to handle this? You know, what are my chances of getting out of this? What time am I off? A lot of different things. I know that's...
What time am I off? I mean, you have a dangerous situation here.
No, I know that's not going to be the number one thing, but if there's another shift that's coming on behind you and you're about to be off in, like, say, 3 minutes... You're going to want to weigh one against the other. These are the judgment calls that you make as a police officer. You know, I've got somebody else coming in behind me. He'd probably be in a better position to take care of it. You know, I'm about ready to go off my shift. You know, I don't know. My wife wants me to pick up stuff at the store. These are a lot of things.
Yeah, but isn't all that stuff secondary if you're faced with a civil disturbance situation where you have hundreds, if not more than that, people gathering in the street with the potential for something to happen, either property damage or loss of life or limb? You put off the trip that your wife wants you to take to the store, don't you?
You do if you feel you've got a chance of not getting beat up. I mean, why?
Well, you're a cop. I mean, how do you get beat up in a situation like that? You have other officers with you, right?
You do sometimes, and sometimes you're by yourself. All I'm saying is, yeah, I'm a cop. I want to go in. I want to help out. But it can get hairy, too. You know what I mean? And so if it's hairy and the other shift is coming on and you got an old lady, you know, who's going to be all over you when you get home because you didn't come back with whatever she wanted you to buy, you know, is it, you know, I don't know.
All right, 877, just hold on for a minute. 877-876-PHIL with Dave Oliva, who is a studying law enforcement. Here's Kevin in Davenport, Iowa. Kevin, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah.
I don't think I spit it out all that good.
Yeah. Go ahead, sir, yeah.
First-time listener, first-time caller, I just want to say to David, I wish you luck in your endeavors as a police officer, but I think you need to get in your studies a little bit more. The thing about it is, when you didn't see any police officers straight up on the scene, the reason for that is because there probably was a staging area to where they was getting more cops to come and handle the situation and see exactly what they needed in that situation. Him talking about, you know, you got to look at the fact if you're getting ready to get off or something like that, that's crazy. A police officer does not have a chance to sit there, have an opportunity to sit there and think about something in a situation like that. And as a citizen of the United States, you have the right to protect your property, your family, and protect yourself, even on private property. The Staples Center is considered private property. You have the right to protect yourself in that situation. When you guys was talking about pulling a gun and you can't shoot back at him until he discharges a gun, the law does not say that. As a United States citizen, you have the right to protect your property, your family, yourself.
Okay, but I was going to say, if Mr. Hendry says, okay, I got to get out of here, and he floors it, and he runs over like a baby, then what?
Runs over a baby? Look, I was just asking... He's talking about, suppose I was caught in that crowd, and I couldn't get my car through the crowd, and a guy pulls a gun on me. Maybe he wants to jack my car. And do I floor, can I floor it to get out of there? And then,
yeah, but if you floor it, you might crush you have the like right, an old lady or something.
Right, you have the right to protect yourself in that situation. You have the right to protect yourself.
Yeah, that's true, except you can't, like, crush an old lady by flooring. If he floored it, and he rolls over top of, like an old man, that's
bad,
you know?
It's a hypothetical situation at that point in time.
Yeah, yeah.
Me being an ex-police officer, jump on the top of my vehicle, and I feel threatened, and I have my family in the car. Oh, trust me, you will not last on the top of my car. And that's coming even when I was carrying a badge, because that's
okay,
my
that may
right
be,
to protect
but
my family and my property.
I'm just saying, sir, that here in L.A., we've got a lot of immigrants, a lot of illegal immigrants. Mr. Henry gets out of his car after he floored it, and there's like a sombrero crushed under there because he...
What do you mean a crushed sombrero?
If you rolled over top of like a... I'm talking about if he killed a Mexican. That's what I mean.
So?
Okay, so, I'm going back to what I said before.
A crushed sombrero.
I have no idea what this guy is talking about, but I'm going back.
I'm trying to go to the law. But,
as
you know,
a citizen,
like,
you have the right to protect your property, even on private property. Even on private property.
Wow, this
property.
Is, this. Kevin, I'm looking at an LAPD car. What the hell are those cops hanging out around the side of that thing?
Yeah, there are cops hanging on it.
No, it looks like it's an LAPD truck. Oh, it's like a transport. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you guys have, like, pickup trucks or something that you...
I am not looking at it. I'm a truck driver. At that point in time, you probably got riot. You got probably got police that's there for a riot situation.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You didn't know. I had to ask this gentleman. These are, they look like some kind of a sports utility vehicle with LAPD colors, and they've got a bunch of cops in riot gear.
They're there to handle a riot situation. At that point in time, you got enough police officers in there to handle a riot situation at that time.
Okay, this is a big mistake right now. What they're doing is they've got cops on horseback. Horses are afraid of people.
Wow.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, wow, man? What are you talking about? Horses, are you kidding? They're going to throw those cops off the minute some guy comes up with a firecracker.
In New Orleans, Louisiana, during Mardi Gras, mounted police are the horses that police officers use are trained to be in the middle of crowds. During Mardi Gras situation, in the French Quarter, they use police. In New York, they use police. In L.A., they use police to handle crowds.
They use police, but not horses.
Horses are used to handle crowds. It's easier to handle crowds on horseback.
If you throw a firecracker. What if I throw a firecracker under that horse?
They're trained to handle that situation. Dude, you really need to study a little bit more.
Yeah, man.
Let me just say something. I don't know if you've ever been to a rodeo. I have, and I've also seen this, not just in a rodeo, but also, unfortunately, in a real-life situation where I saw a firecracker go under a horse, and it was like a rodeo, and I don't know how to describe it.
What do you mean a rodeo?
The horse went into like a bunking buckle, or what do you call it? Like a buckaroo?
With a cop?
So that horse is not trained. That horse is not trained. A police horse is trained. I have no idea.
We think it's funny.
Yeah. Well, listen, Kevin, thank you for your call, sir. I got to move on, but thank you for your expertise. 877-876-PHIL.
Yeah, and excuse me, could I say, Mr. Henry, that guy's driving a truck, so, okay, you know.
You know what? He may be driving a truck because he got injured in the line of duty. He may be driving a truck because he decided it wasn't a safe job to have with children. I don't know why he's driving a truck. But you're telling me that you saw somebody roll a firecracker under a mounted cop on a horse, and the horse took off and...
No, the horse did not take off, Mr. Henry. I'm saying it went into buckaroo.
It like it was in a rodeo.
Yeah. And this cop stayed on. I mean, I hand it to the cop. He stayed on a long time, but I think in the rodeo they give you 8 seconds. I know he didn't make 8 seconds, but, it was good. And but he got thrown, you know, and he got up, and you know they finally got the horse corralled. But
I've never seen a police horse. You're saying?
Yeah.
go into a bronking, what do they call that?
Yeah, bucking bronco, that's it.
Yeah, bucking bronco.
Yeah, that's what happened. And it was a horse that had a firecracker lit, and it just started doing a bucking bronco, and the police officer, I mean, he looked like he was going to hang on. He did everything well. He had his one hand on the horn. He had the other hand waving up in the air.
But, what are you talking about? Was this a competition?
No, sir. This was in a riot situation.
And all of a sudden, this guy's making like he's a rodeo rider?
No, somebody rolled a firecracker.
No, I know they rolled a firecracker. I didn't know the guy was... I don't understand the situation. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Steve. Steve, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil. I'm another truck driver, Dave, that's an ex-police officer. All right? Not everybody likes law enforcement, okay? So,
there's a reason why you...
All right.
Reason why you don't do it no more.
Let me just say, Dave, you got a lot to learn. I went to the Illinois State Police Academy, all right? And I can tell you right now, Dave and Phil. Oh, Phil, to answer your question, I'm with your previous caller. You know what?
Yeah.
You got a right to protect your life and your property no matter what, all right?
Yeah, but that gentleman did not answer. He didn't answer the question. If you find a crushed, I don't know, like a sombrero or something like that, or a poncho. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I don't know what scenario you're talking about, Dave, but tell me what. I tell you what, Phil. I'm with Kevin. Let somebody pull a gun on me in a situation like that, and I'm going to guarantee you they will regret pulling that weapon.
And yeah, but if you floor it and you roll over...
Dave, you talk about a crushed sombrero. Like, if I floored it and I ran over a Mexican who was wearing a sombrero and a poncho, okay, and what?
That's the whole situation that's going on right now between America and Mexico. You want to make that worse?
But, Phil, to get back to your point, this is why I called, and I was talking with
you two guys quit. I'm going to be a cop.
LAPD.
He should talk to me.
LAPD. Drop
the
ball.
Talk to me.
All right. Listen, Dave. All right, then fine. Dave. I'll talk to you, Dave. You know what? This is the problem. This is
right
the problem.
Now.
You should have.
They're just trying to figure out.
Will you let the man talk, Dave, and just be quiet for a minute? Let the gentleman talk.
Sorry, God. I'm the one that's going to be a cop.
Thanks, Dave.
Listen. Go ahead.
LAPD, or excuse me, LA itself, in good times and in bad, has a history of riots. So if I'm law enforcement and I'm upper management, all right, I'm anticipating this already. I'm having every available cop. They did it for Michael Jackson's funeral. You're not going to do it for the L.A. Lakers winning a world championship?
Well, one of the things the other gentleman said, and two previous police, one was an active police officer, the other guy was like you, retired, said that they might have been out of the camera's view in a staging area.
That's it, a staging area.
Hold on for a minute, Dave. In a staging area, putting on their riot gear and getting the lay of the land and taking their final instructions or what have you from their superiors and how they're going to... But I saw this situation, and again, I'm looking at a chopper shot from Channel 9, and I thank you very much, sir, for your call. I'm looking at a chopper shot from Channel 9, and it looked to me, for the longest time, at least a half an hour, I didn't see any police officers... around there.
Yeah, see, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. They was in a staging area figuring out if they wanted, you know, what they wanted to do.
No, that's not what the guy said. They're not figuring out whether they want to do anything or not. They were putting on their gear.
No, that's the part the guy had wrong, and I think you're getting bad information. Those police officers are collecting at a intersection, and they're discussing with each other what... You know, basically like you would do at any job. Are you going to be here? Or, you know, what time do you get off? I'm leaving now. I know. And they're coordinating. Okay, I guess we got to do something. And
they're not putting on riot gear.
Yeah, the guys that are going to go up, the guys say, okay, I'll take a shot at it, you know, but, you know, you owe me. And
you owe me? What kind of a way is that to operate a police force?
Hey, let me tell you, Mr. Harris. It's worked for LAPD for a long time. It'll continue to work for a long time after, you know, the time now, the time that it's working now.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Dave Olivan, aspiring LAPD police officer. Some other guys that are former police officers talking about the tactics used tonight by LAPD to restore order around the Staples Center as fans got out of control, some fires were lit, and some cars were jumped on, and some fights broke out. And we'll continue. As Dave Olivan tells us, it's a toss-up. Does a cop want to get involved in a hairy situation like that or go home? 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
It's the Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Dave Oliva is joining me, an aspiring LAPD officer. Aspiring. You've heard some people who used to be cops here, Dave, saying that you have a misunderstanding of the way police do things.
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, I tell you, there's more than one way to, there's an old saying, you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat, you know, and there's, you know, a lot of different ways. And I want to be LAPD. I want to do the LAPD way.
Yeah, but the LAPD way is, when you say that the cops aren't going to go, they're going to weigh the situation out.
You do see, everybody's telling you about a staging area. The cops down there, yeah, they're in a staging area. They're saying, okay, what do you want to do? You know, they're looking around.
They're looking around at each other, and they're saying, do you want to take this? Because I got to get off. I got to go home.
No, they're not saying I got to get off. What is that?
No, meaning go home.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're saying, you know, I'm a... Yeah, I mean, if you're off your shift... And
well, I heard another officer say that that isn't true.
A retired officer, a guy who's now driving a truck. And I got to ask myself, okay, why is he driving a truck, you know? And let's hope that he was not driving that truck when that brick hit. Like, if he was the guy that got hit with that brick...
No, that was Reginald Denny, sir. That's not...
Okay, because, you don't know if he's thinking clear or not.
877-876-PHIL. Let me get to a phone call. We have Taya in Seattle on the Phil Henry Show. Taya, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dave Oliva.
Hey, Phil. It's Taya.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
What I'm wondering is, where did he come from? Like, he's up here talking about crushed sombreros, buckaroo horses. I mean, I swear, you must be going to Everest for your law enforcement degree. It's like you.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, Los Angeles. Mr. Henry was asking me a... What?
Wait, now, time out. You're up here talking about these police, instead of trying to mitigate a situation, they're talking amongst each other about, I think my old lady wants me to pick up some ice cream after work. Are you for real? It's like you seen the commercial...
Excuse me. No, are you a police officer? I don't think you are. So I don't think you know how police officers are talking to themselves. First of all, the LAPD, you can laugh if you wish, but LAPD, what do you find so funny about police officers trying to do their job?
Well, no, you're the guy that's saying...
Funny,
well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Ty.
What I'm finding funny is how you're just really downplaying what an officer's job is, and you're up here...
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Like, the waiting
no,
for
I'm not. I'm just...
And then when these prior officers come on the phone, these are retired officers, and you're being disrespectful. It's like you've seen the Everest College commercial and was like, if Officer Dookie can do it, so can I.
Hey, I'll give you an example. You know that Seattle cop that clocked that chick because she was jaywalking? All right, he's thinking to himself, okay, I can take a shot here. She's giving me, I don't know what the problem was, but he went ahead and he clocked her. And then cuffed her, put her in a car, and got out of there before a riot broke out. Now, that's the percentages are working in his favor, see?
There wasn't any riot that was going to break out. Those were high school students that are crossing a busy intersection. The girl was wrong.
I don't know.
Maybe he didn't have to punch her in the face like that, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you.
Look to me, that could have been a riot.
We're talking about you going to college, getting a certificate in crayon, talking about you going to be a police officer. You sound ridiculous.
No, ma'am, I have not said one thing that is ridiculous.
Well, you did say that if the, what if I floored it and there's a sombrero crushed under my car?
I was talking about illegal Mexicans that are coming up.
What does that have the right with the situation going on at the
okay, table? Because Mr. Henry asked me, what do I do if one of them riders is on my car? And Mr. Henry said, why don't I floor it? And I said, if you floor it and you roll it over some guy in a poncho, then they're going to say that you are like a Minuteman or something. I don't know.
So wait.
What are you talking about, a Minuteman?
You're referring to Mexicans. You're referring to Mexican Americans or people of Latino descent as sombreros or ponchos? Are you?
No, I said that's what they wear.
Kind of cop.
That's what they wear. Well, I don't think you understand. If you come to L.A., you see a lot of ponchos. No, I'm saying the ones from Mexico wear ponchos.
Hold on, time out, because I'm
okay. All right, well, we have to take a break here. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and just don't wear a poncho. Once you get to the States, just dress in a nice sweater. We'll be back. We've got Steve Bozell ahead.
Phil Henry.